Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, April 13th. You are listening to the College Football Daily. I am your host, Carl Reed. On today's episode, I am joined by Nick Olson, Iowa State beat reporter for 24/7 Sports, CycloneAlert.com. Nick, I got a question I want to ask you really right out the bat. Iowa State for years had been a mediocre football program, and now it seems like Matt Campbell has come in and has made it, you know, he's made it cool to play at Iowa State. What is it like in Ames? What is Matt Campbell doing that's kind of separating him from other guys who were at Iowa State before him?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think kind of the big thing that, you know, he's really done to get some better classes and to get buzz like that around Ames is kind of boost this five-star culture, right? Even though, you know, Iowa State might not always land the top recruits, they just had their best recruiting class in the era of our 24/7 Sports. And, you know, Campbell's a guy that obviously to be a head coach, you need to know the game really well. But just from my experience, he's really able to kind of click with the players, their families, and make it feel like a real, you know, culture shift and a family here in Ames. And I think he's found a lot of success doing that so far, Carl.
One of the surprises for me personally is that he's still there, right? It seems like every year somebody has tried to hire him away, whether it's the NFL. You know, we had the reports of the Detroit Lions with a mega deal a couple years ago. Last year, we know that the University of Washington came in and made a push. Are you surprised that Iowa State has been able to hold on to Coach Campbell?
I think initially I was, you know, when some of those reports came like first and there were either maybe some big schools or NFL interests, like you mentioned, but I really think he's, you know, kind of found this to be a home for himself. And I think that getting past this big class that just left with, you know, big names, guys like Breece Hall, you know, Brock Purdy, Charlie Kohler, multiple classes, but, you know, people that just left, I think he's really excited about the challenge to see what he can do with the program after losing big names like that. And I'm excited to see it.
Does Iowa State have what it takes to compete for the Big 12 championship to possibly win the Big 12?
I think they're probably a shade under that this year, but I think that a lot of the talent that they have right now could be in that category next year. Absolutely. They're a pretty young team, as I'm sure, you know, we'll touch on. Not a lot of guys that have necessarily either been there long or kind of fixated in starting roles. I mentioned how good these last couple classes have been. So yeah, I'd be looking at this year, positive, you know, winning record, but 2023 should be a really impressive challenge for Iowa State.
You mentioned some of the players that they've lost in the challenge to come in and replace them and show that you can have some consistency within the program. Who are some of the new names that we should be keeping an eye out on that we can expect to fill in some of those voids and have a major impact for the Cyclones?
Yeah, big one's going to be the new quarterback, Hunter Deckers. You know, he's really impressed, I think, from people that have gone to see him at open practices. We've been able to do that a little bit, as well as people around the program. I think that he's really turning some heads, not only, you know, with his ability, but also his leadership. I think there are going to be a lot of talented guys at running back. I'd say Jarrell Brock, true freshman Cartavius Norton's going to be really good. And then at wideout, I would say, obviously, Xavier Hutchinson, X, who's been around for a little while, as well as Jalen Knoll. I think he's going to make a big step. He kind of shined late in the year last year, but this is going to be a big opportunity for him to step in and have a prominent role at wideout.
Now, when in the state of Iowa, obviously, you have Iowa State and then you had the University of Iowa, and that has become more competitive here down the stretch. Can Iowa State ever catch Iowa? Can Matt Campbell's program ever get on the level that Kirk Ferentz's Iowa program is on?
I think they could eventually, but it's definitely going to need to, you know, take a level of consistency, right? Not only in recruiting, which they seem to have vastly improved, culture has been improved as well, but, you know, really kind of putting it together on the field. As simple as it is, there was a pretty big disappointment last year for, you know, the talent on this team to, I believe, just win 7 games. I know that was considered a major disappointment here and really around the whole state of Iowa and the Midwest. So you know, that's something, because I mentioned to you, I'm actually from Wisconsin, so I grew up seeing the Hawkeyes plenty growing up, and they're a really consistent program. You know, even if it's not always the eye-popping numbers, they're generally sending a lot of NFL talent. And, you know, I do think Iowa State could get there, but all about consistency.
When you talk about the consistency of a program, Iowa State has been consistent on defense. They've run that 3-3-3 defense by John Heacock as the defensive coordinator, and that's given teams fits. I've seen them play live games against Oklahoma and Texas, and their defense always seemed to give people problems. What is the defense at Iowa State going to be like this year? What is the expectations of how good they can be going into the year?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of the same. From what we've seen so far, the defense seems to be ahead of the offense. You know, they're losing some prominent names there as well, but also returning probably one of the best defensive players in the country in Will McDonald. They've got Anthony Johnson, who's moving from corner to safety. I think safety's going to be – they've got one of the best safety position groups probably in the country. So I think they're going to, you know, kind of have talent top and bottom there on the defense. And it's relatively deep and young as well, especially on the outside. So I do expect that to be an area of strength, namely, you know, in the pass rush and on the back line.
Everybody this year has talked about NIL and the transfer portal, where there's rumors of Texas A&M almost having a New York Yankees type payroll, or the amount of kids who have been entering and leaving via the transfer portal. How has NIL and the transfer portal affected the Iowa State program?
Yeah, I think for the most part, it's really only affected them, you know, positively, whether that is an example of them, you know, using it once in a while, perhaps, or just they're going to know who really wants to play at Iowa State based on recruiting and based on, is NIL the main focus, or am I looking at a spot to build my career, get on the field, and really be part of a, you know, a culture change, like I mentioned. And I think it's actually something that helped them last year in the cycle. You know, kids are smart and realize whether that is of utmost importance or not. And, you know, Iowa State is a place that I do think can compete in that, at least eventually. But I don't think it's necessarily going to be the crux of their recruiting. And I think that really bodes well for them and what they look for on the field.
We will hear more from Nick Olson right after this.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, you said at the beginning of the show, you talked about five-star culture, and that's been what Coach Campbell and Iowa State have laid their hat on. If you've been around college football for a long time, and you've covered a lot of great programs, kind of tell the viewers, what do you mean by five-star culture? Like, what has Matt Campbell done to change the culture and set them apart that allows them to compete against teams that have the four- and five-star talent that they're not always able to recruit?
I like that. I think it's kind of a measure of a couple things, right? I think there's this level of self-accountability that is really big here. But at the same time, you know, whether you're on or off the field, the Cyclones as a unit are a family. You know, that goes from the players on the field all the way to the families back home. I think that that's a major thing. And I've heard from many recruits when they're watching practices, you know, a guy pops somebody at practice, right? Big hit on defense, something like that. They might, you know, chirp about it, get excited on the field, but then the next play, they're helping each other up. You know, they're looking out for each other. They really preach those type of, you know, maybe manners, accountability, and getting along. And I think when you have that kind of chemistry as people, it translates pretty well on the field.
Oklahoma and Texas are leaving the Big 12, and we've added a couple of new programs in the Big 12. Could that move potentially make Iowa State one of the favorites year in and year out in the newly formed Big 12, the way it's going to be constructed in the future?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that if, you know, the recruiting trajectory kind of stays as it is, obviously Campbell and this, you know, close-knit staff really stay. I don't think that's far-fetched to say at all, Carl. I mean, I think they've already, you know, kind of been on the upswing, like we mentioned. And I think, again, I just preach consistency, because I was even a little blown away by some pieces of the offensive talent that I've seen so far. But it's going to be all about putting it together. And, you know, obviously those are two of the top, what would you say, 8 to 10 recruiting schools every year. So yeah, I think once they leave, it'll, you know, kind of be more of a clear shot for Iowa State as well, who's shown that they can contend with the minute, as we saw in 2020.
If they take over and dominate the Big 12 without Texas and Oklahoma in there, can they still make an argument to be in the college football playoff series, having dominated the Big 12 without Oklahoma and Texas in the conference? Do they still have claim to make a push for the playoffs?
Yeah, if they're able to do that, I would think so. You know, I think it's kind of similar to Oklahoma. You've got to really run the table in conference, maybe have one loss. But yeah, I don't think that's, you know, too crazy to think about at all. And I'm excited to see what that looks like, you know, obviously covering the team, but also as soon as this year, right, with all this enhanced talent, like we've talked about, I'm getting pretty excited for football season.
If you are an Iowa State fan and you're as optimistic as you've ever been about the program, and you have Matt Campbell, who's been the apple of other programs' eye, what do you need to do if you're Iowa State to make sure that you continue to hold on to Matt Campbell?
That's a really good one. I think, I think it continues to be about recruiting. I think it's making football a priority, which I know that the athletic department has really done. I know there's been a lot of talk about, you know, the facilities and some aspects within there. And yeah, I think it's just being able to show that you can compete not only, you know, around the Big 12, but with Iowa, like you mentioned. I mean, that is a huge thing in this state, something I didn't even anticipate being so big before I moved here. And, you know, I think it's things like that. But like I said, I think Campbell is up for the challenge. I think he and his family have, you know, really built themselves to have a home here. And I think it's going to be one to follow. But yeah, I don't see him leaving anytime soon, honestly.
Well, if Matt Campbell sticks around, that's going to bode well for the future of the Iowa State Cyclones and the football program. I want to thank Nick Olson for joining me on today's episode. He has great insight on the Iowa State Cyclones. Make sure to give us a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts as well. For Nick Olson, I am Carl Reed. Thanks for listening to another episode of the College Football Daily.
Bright shining light, Sarajevo, and they needed to kill that light.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2.
U2, they represent a personification of our resistance.
The Hollywood Reporter hails Kiss the Future, moving and inspirational.
Kiss the Future! Viva Sarajevo!
Kiss the Future, new documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to Paramount+ to try it free. Terms apply.